Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back, that little band from Texas. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with number three, thethirdingredient.com. Quint Studer's our guest. He's here. Folks, more than 14 years he's been hanging out with us, coming up on 15. Founder of the Pensacola-based Studer Community Institute, StuderI, StuderI.com is the website. His new book is called Building a Vibrant Community. Quint, thanks again for being here. Thanks for your leadership, not only in Pensacola, but I know you're helping communities all over the country. And I can just only imagine the trail of happy people you guys are leaving when you work with these communities. But there's some things, though, that you've recommended, that a handful of things that you recommend that we do in our communities to spiff them up a little bit. And one of them we talked a little bit about earlier in the previous segment, without saying it, you talk about celebrating the bright spots, which is something we talked about. I like what you say about take a drive through your neighborhood. You know what? I'm going to recommend something else, Quint. Don't drive through neighborhoods. Walk through them. How many times have you driven by through an area for 10 years and you thought you knew it, but then for some reason, you ran out of gas or something happened, and you walked through the neighborhood, and all of a sudden you'll say, I don't remember that building, or I didn't know that house was there. Have you ever done that? I mean, it's amazing. Don't just drive through your neighborhood, walk through your neighborhood. What do you think?
Well, my wife and I joke all the time when we walk through neighborhoods, we'll say, when did that house go up? When did that get there?
100 years ago.
When did that happen? Yeah. And, I think walking is the way to go, in fact. I agree with you. I think you walk through the neighborhood and you look at, it's so cool what we're seeing around the country. We're seeing communities take parallel parking spots, including Manhattan. I always say if Manhattan and New York can do it, tell me why we can't do it in our small communities. And they're taking, let's say, two parallel parking spots, and they're putting planters around them, mm-hmm. and they're putting tables out there so people mm-hmm. can sit out and eat on the street. I think it's that type of work. It's we've all felt where we go out to our yard and we fresh cut grass, fresh cut lawn. But just like if something's not in great shape, you almost don't just quit noticing it. We bought a building that had been vacant for 3 decades, and I think people just drove by and just got used to seeing the for sale sign. Didn't even think about it. Just you get used to it, just like you get used to things that aren't that good. So I think my message is, create a temporary bike lane, create a place where people can go sit, or make sure Admiral Fetterman, when he first came into Pensacola, and he's deceased now, but he noticed our water tower, the paint was peeling. People just get used to this stuff.
Right.
And I think you walk through and you do an audit, and you say, okay, we need to clean this up.
For a guy, how many times have you gone to get a new suit and they put the guy set up on a box so we can measure your trousers, and all of a sudden you look down and you say, I didn't realize my shoes were so ugly. a new suit and old shoes, you don't realize it till you look at them that way. Another thing that I like what you talk about is this first impressions thing, making a good first impression. That's part of what we're talking about here. But come into your town as if you were a new person, sort of like, in your business. I recommend all the time that people, don't come in your business through the back door like you have done all your, for 100 years. Go out and pull up into the driveway like you're a customer. Walk in the front door, see what it looks like. What do you think?
Well, Chris Ryan Lawrence, who's in one of the best people I've ever met on everything from how to create great cultures, we had him speak to our own employees this last week. And he's in property management. He's run a big apartment complexes all over the country. And his message was the same thing. Every time he goes to a place that they operate, he walks in a different way. When I was president of a hospital, I always came in different doors. And after about 2 weeks, housekeeping said, you know, the last guy just came in the same door every day and really cleaned that hallway. Now we've got to clean everything because we don't know which way you're coming in.
That's good.
So I think absolutely. And also the other thing that we've done with the baseball team is we'll let an employee, we'll ask an employee and we'll actually pay them for a small bit of time. And instead of coming in and working, they come in and they take the role of a customer. Hmm. They go through exactly what a customer comes through. And it's amazing when you sit, you notice things differently as a customer, as an employee. When you go into the bathroom, when you order something. So it's really asking your employees to also take a fresh pair of eyes and take a fresh look at things.
You know, another
That's
thing
really what like, we're talking about.
Another thing I'd like to recommend communities do, before you go spending a lot of money bringing in new people, new companies, how about going around your community making sure that the people who are already there have what they need? Because you and I both know it's the same way for businesses. You and I both know it's a whole lot cheaper to keep a good customer than it is to get a new, to find a new one and bring them on board. How about taking care of the people who are already there? What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, I think you're exactly right. Gallup did a study at one time called "Which Cities Thrive and Which Cities Don't," and the cities that thrive take great care of the companies that are already there. And they know which companies get their revenue from outside of that community because those are real valuable if they spend it there. And I think what we do is we're cities get so caught up in trying to find new companies that they lose the companies they have.
So they take them for granted. 1,000%. StuterEye.com is the website. Hey, Quint, good job today. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.